So is there something that you always wished you could do, but you just absolutely can't? This question was asked, and here are the most common responses. Number one was speak another language. Lame. Play an instrument. Okay. And then the other one was kind of sad. Leave their significant other, but they just feel like they can't. These are all kind of depressing. Could we take a more exciting spin on it? Is there something that you've always wished you could do, whether that is a skill, a talent, a hobby, something that you always wish you could take on, but you haven't been able to? Maybe you've tried and it bombed, didn't really work out. Like for me, I always wish I was a more handy person. I can't tell you how many times that my wife looks at something in the house or comments on something in the house. She's like, well, we really should do this. Oh, I'm like, yeah, we should find somebody to do this.
But see, I can't. Do you wish you were more handy or no? Because then she would just be like, hey, now, and then she's giving you a full list of everything you need to get done.
No, I really wish that I could do it. I would like to be able to do it because we'll go to like a neighbor's house and she'll be like, wow, look at this great tile work. And the guy will be like, yeah, I did it myself. And I'll be like, I wish I could do those things, but I absolutely can't. I do not have the skill.
Yeah, I guess that is a helpful skill. Mine wouldn't be helpful. I wish I could sing. Now, I'm not saying I'm a bad singer. I'm also not the best.
I heard you sing?
I don't know. Have you ever come to any of my birthday parties? I do a lot of karaoke.
Do you only drunk sing?
Yeah, pretty much only drunk sing Bohemian Rhapsody, which is not a good thing for anyone to watch.
I've seen you drunk stumble, drunk cry, drunk laugh, drunk flirt with randoms. Drunk flirt with your significant other. Drunk almost quit. No, I have not seen you drunk sing.
See, but that's why I wish I was so good at singing where I would have been the first Kelly Clarkson. I would have tried out for American Idol. I would have won, or I would have just got famous from my singing. I wish I was a great singer and I can impress everybody and I would go to karaoke and they'd be like, wow. Instead, they're like, wow, someone needs to get her off the stage.
But it might be because you're intoxicated. Try singing sober.
I'm not good.
Want some music? What music do you want?
Listen, believe me, I am not good. In the car, when I am driving by myself, I will sing songs. You might not know this about me, but I enjoy musicals. So I sing the soundtrack to Wicked a lot in my car by myself. And I do sing both parts, Glinda and Elphaba. And it's not good.
Do you want to do it now?
No, I don't want to do it now. What are we making people's dreams come true by making them better at these things? And do you want me to go get you a hammer and nails and make you start building things?
I mean, I can try, but it's going to look really bad.
That's how I feel about my singing. I am not good at singing.
Something you wish you could do, but you just absolutely can't do it. What'd you see coming in, Amy Kay?
Someone said they wish they could whistle. I've tried so many times, but I just can't do it. I could do like the normal whistling, like, but not the where you put your like fingers, like how people in baseball do it.
Yeah, basically it's just me sucking on my fingers.
See, I can't do it that way. I wish I could. I wish I could put my fingers in there and do that.
It is impressive. When people can do it well, it's like, cool, show me how to do that. It just ends up with you spitting all over your hands.
Yeah, and then you never can. I think it's hard to try to teach someone to whistle.
Well, and everybody, I'm sure, for the person that said they can't whistle, everybody's like, just put your lips together and blow.
Isn't that a song?
I think a line from a movie.
No,
but that was a beautiful whistle, like a baby bird.
What song is that? Just put your lips together. Whistle, baby. Did we just listen to that?
That's Flo Rida's whistle has kind of seen its day. I think that was
kind of what I thought and I was thinking of.
Though if Flush Format Friday or your All Request Lunch, I would be down. I would love to hear whistle.
Maybe we'll add that 12 o'clock and then you can listen to Flo Rida and he'll tell you how to. Is that who sings it?
Whistle, yeah. Baby, whistle, baby.
He'll try to teach you how to whistle.
Hang on. We can't listen to the whole thing. Oh, did somebody just a little bit of it?
Oh, someone else said French braid. I can't do it. I wish I could French braid too.
Is that hard to do?
Yeah, because like, and then I think you keep adding pieces in it. My fingers can't do it.
And here you go, by the way.
Whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm going to show you
how. Oh, see, he's going to show us. Listen. Okay, listen.
You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby?
It might be a different type of whistling, but
I don't think he's trying to teach you how to whistle.
I have a mistake there.
I forgot how explicit the song actually feels.
I agree, too. I just remember he said he was going to teach us how to whistle, and clearly it's not.
Yeah. What's that thing that you wish you could do? You absolutely wish you could do, but you really can't. 237, it's Texas 35270. And don't forget, pick your purse 49 minutes from now at 7:50. Kane Brown, Be Like That, Y94.
I might be better. I'll be like
703, Playhouse, Y94-0. Amy Kay in the Playhouse. Hey, our high today in Fargo Moorhead, 55 degrees. Going to be a cloudy, cool day. And get this, it's actually colder the next couple of days. Might be rainy tomorrow, 47, 45, 49 the next couple of days. We maybe creep into the 50s again this weekend. It is that's a week of fall right there. You get you your scarf, your PSL. I actually even wore a jacket this morning. Ugh.
Got to break out the Ugg boots.
Well, I probably won't. Do they sell men's Ugg boots?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do. You need to get a pair of the Ugg slippers. Oh, they're nice and warm.
Listen, I am already bald. I can't also be wearing slippers. I need to keep some sort of dignity.
I think the Ugg slippers would be better than wearing Crocs.
Well, that's good at least. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to wear Crocs either.
I have a pair if you want them.
I am okay. I'd like to think our feet aren't the same size, really just for your benefit, because I have ginormo feet.
I think I actually do have pretty big feet for a female.
Oh, wow. Those are...
No, they are not that big.
Put those skis away. Woo! Put the snowboard away, Sean White. Yowza. Those are some pretty good-sized feet. Wow. Poke an eye out with those things. Hey, what is something you wish you could do, but you can't? Common responses included, speak another language. You don't have giant feet.
I know. Play an instrument. They're kind of big, but not that big.
They're perfectly normal-sized feet, from what I can tell. Play an instrument was on the list, too. Is there something you wish you could do, but you just can't?
Probably like gymnastics. Like my sister did gymnastics, but I could never handle doing a flip or anything. Like I really wish I could like flip and stuff like a lot easier and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like a backflip or anything like that. I just never got the hang of it, but I always really wanted to be able to.
Well, and if you are somebody that can do a front flip, back flip, and then people find that out every party you go to, I mean, you're doing a flip, right? You're kind of the entertainment.
Yeah, that is true. And I just think that's something you have to learn as a child. As an adult now, you'd get hurt.
Can I tell you one that I wish I could do, but it's super lame, and I'm just going to go ahead and accept the fact that it is super lame.
What?
Don't make fun of me. I think it'd be super cool to be able to do, like, ventriloquism.
And like with a puppet?
Yeah.
And you don't move your mouth?
And, like, if to legitimate, because the people that are good at it are really good at it. And for to not see the mouth move like at all, I'd be so proud of myself. And they could do like the little jokes with your puppet and stuff. I think that'd be super fun.
Have you ever tried it? How do we know you're not good?
I have tried it. It's not good.
Please tell me that you've bought puppets.
No, but there's actually a box of them here at the radio station. I have no idea why. I'll show them to you. There's a giant box of puppets down the hall.
Maybe we'll make your dreams come true. I've tried it.
I have tried it. Videos have been filmed. It doesn't work. I can't do it. You just see my mouth moving too much. But I'm going to blame this. It's because of our career. We're so expressive and we're yelling and talking loud all the time that I think my mouth just is trained to open wide.
It has
to. But don't tell Flo Rida.
It has to open. Like you just have to move it like
very
that.
Very expressive.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do it. He's seen some more things they wish they could do, but they can't.
Someone said figure skating. That would be a good one. Someone else said, I've always wanted to learn to juggle or do magic tricks. And someone said, have cool communication skills. Someone else said, drawing. I don't understand why I'm so bad at it. And someone said, decorating cakes. I can make a delicious cake, layer it nicely, even layers. And then once I start trying to put frosting and covering it and make some sort of design, it looks like a six-year-old made it. And it's probably an insult to my six-year-old because he could probably decorate a cake better than I can.
And the thing you wish you could do, but you just can't.
Karaoke. Singing.
But everyone's good at karaoke.
I love karaoke. But as much as I love it and as much as I try to do it, I really end up always embarrassing myself.
Do you want to sing a little bit for us so we can really assess the situation?
Sure. What would you like to hear? Some Neil Young or some Judy Garland?
Let's go with Judy Garland. Anytime. Stage is yours. Spotlight is on. Are you still there on the phone?
Embrace me, my sweet, embraceable you.
Replace me, my irreplaceable you. Don't be a naughty baby. Come to Papa, come to Papa. I don't know the words. My sweet, embraceable you.
I think you're fabulous.
Way better than you just gave yourself credit.
I don't know the words. I don't know the words, but go ahead. What else do you want me to sing?
I'm tempted to ask for the Neil Young, but that'll do. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. See, here's the thing. You were joking, saying later, what are we doing making dreams come true? She's perfectly fine at karaoke. I thought that was good.
Yeah, she was actually good. I know my singing ability, and I know I'm bad at it.
Well, I mean, she was completely willing to go ahead and show the world what she has. Are you?
She's good. I guarantee she just called in to say that so she could sing.
Well, I guess if I could never. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're not going to give us anything, huh?
I'm not good. I would need to warm up my voice. No, I can't.
Warm up your voice. You've been doing a radio show for an hour and a half.
There's
well,
a difference.
How much more would you need to
there's
get?
A difference between a talking voice and a singing voice.
At what point of the show do we get warmed up, baby?
There's a, I think, different from talking and singing.
Sure. Was there any other ones that they wish they could do, but they can't?
Someone said, I wish I had nice penmanship, just handwriting. I've always wrote super sloppy. Someone else said breakdancing. I've always thought it was really cool, but whenever I've tried it, I look awkward. And someone said playing guitar. Back in the day, I wanted to be in a band.
There's nothing more disappointing. And maybe there's, please tell me there's other people that have been there. When you are really excited about the idea in like junior high or whatever, of like, wow, I'm going to be in band or I'm going to be in whatever and I'm going to play blank. And just realizing it doesn't matter how much you try, how many people try to teach you, how much time and effort you put in, how many extra lessons, it can't be done. You can't be taught. I thought I was going to be I was going to do percussion. I was going to do the drums. And so I couldn't do the stupid keyboard. I couldn't do the weird plastic drum they let you use before they let you play the real drums. Couldn't do it. And I thought, okay, I'm going to be a guitar man. No, absolutely no.
Did you go on to another instrument after that?
Those were the two. I have no musical ability whatsoever. Actually, false. Had a keyboard at one point. Couldn't do that either. I can't do it.
I tried to play violin.
How'd that go?
I don't think I was that bad, but at the same time, I think I just was over it.
What could you successfully play on the violin?
I don't know. It was like I was in middle school. Just whatever was on the piece of paper in front of me.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star kind of
level
stuff.
Yeah, maybe something like that.
Yeah. No musical ability whatsoever. And that's why we talk in between people with musical ability rather than give the music.